Are you the king of the Jews? You say, I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Pilate and Jesus' back and forth in today's gospel is really our back and forth, our question and answer and question again, our reflection on Jesus' presence in the church and the world. Are you the king of the Jews, the king of our world, the king of our lives? This question probably sounds different today than it did a year ago, doesn't it? Every year, on the last Sunday of Ordinary Time, the last Sunday of the church's year, before we begin again in Advent, we celebrate the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. That's the official title of today. Quite the statement there. But for all its grandeur, for all our desire, for all our attempts to welcome his reign in our lives, today might sound like a bit of an overstatement, a delusion even. Where can we see Christ sitting as the king of a molehill, much less the universe, we might think, after the year that it has been for the church in the United States? After another year of sacred promises broken and institutional protection emphasized at the expense of God's people? Where is our king? Let's listen again to Jesus' final response to Pilate, the one that comes right before Pilate's "What is truth?" walkout. You say, I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Seek the truth, and you'll find your king, Jesus seems to instruct. Now, this isn't just journalistic truth, as in uncovering the horrible crimes of the past or the protection of the powerful. This is certainly needed, but truth here, Jesus' truth, is even broader, right? Not just truth that reveals wrongdoing, but also truth that sets to flight, that gives freedom, that reveals love. In a year of searching for our king, who are the truth seekers that show us the way? As in all times of the church, look to the saints. 2 weeks ago, the bishops of the United States gathered in Baltimore for their annual fall meeting, desiring to take next steps on responding to the sexual abuse crisis and making protocol to shepherd us closer to the Lord. The meeting ended up not producing much due to a desire to coordinate efforts the world over with a special meeting with the Pope scheduled for February. Hopefully that meeting will help the healing in the church universal. The gathering in Baltimore, though, did get me thinking about another gathering of bishops 30 years ago now, both because we are searching for a prophetic voice and because of something that did happen during this meeting. During the meeting in Baltimore, the cause for canonization of Franciscan sister Thea Bowman was unanimously advanced, recognizing Sister Thea as a servant of God and forwarding the inquiry of heroic charity in her life and possibly leading her down the road to sainthood. Who was Sister Thea? Born in Yazoo City, Mississippi, young Thea entered the church as a convert, having been educated by the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration at Holy Child Jesus School in Canton, Mississippi. An educated, gifted, black woman in an all-white congregation, Sister Thea found the truth of Jesus Christ in her life irresistible. As she noted, her Catholic education was the doorway to her evangelization, a life inspired to set others so free, so loving, so truth-filled. On a local note, Sister Thea helped found the Institute for Black Catholic Studies at Xavier University here in our city. Truth toward freedom, toward the reign of God, toward Christ the King. In June of 1989, she was invited to address the Bishop's Conference of the United States using the theme, "What does it mean to be black in the church and society?" This topic is vital still as a theme for us in New Orleans with such a significant black Catholic population, but also for us in the church this last year. What does it mean to be suffering but proud in the church and society? We could easily substitute as the theme. It's an incredible 30-minute witness. The joy and intelligence of a daughter of God addressing the bishops, only made more striking with the knowledge that she's preaching from a chair, that she would die the following March from breast cancer she had fought for over the last 5 years. Servant of God Thea Bowman begins her address by singing, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child," ends with, "We shall overcome," and plants in between a way forward for all truth seekers. I think we're in that place, in another moment like that, in between, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child," and "We shall overcome." And this time, we look to the witness of the saints, of those who have lived well, suffered well, been joyful well. Can we live this way? Can we bring these threads together? Can we follow Christ the King in this manner, in this time, in our lives? If we think not, what's one obstacle God is inviting us to focus on this next week? The saints point us on the way, prove that it is possible. May we learn more about these brothers and sisters and reading about them and Googling them perhaps and YouTubing them even. You can see Sister Thea's speech still. But further, in praying with them, a spiritual friendship that helps us to live well, to bear it well, to rejoice in it now. In a year of searching for our King, who are the truth seekers that show us the way? As in all times of the church, we look again to the saints. May our communion of saints, the witnesses around the throne, pray for us and move us to a new beginning, a new renewal, a new opportunity to follow more closely Christ, our King.